June 26th. Blessed Jutta of Thuringia, widow third order. Jutta, born in Thuringia, was a member of the very noble family of Sonnierhausen, with which the Dukes of Brunswick were related. She was espoused to a nobleman of equal rank, but in the married state she was more intent upon virtue and the fear of God than upon worldly honor. In the beginning, the piety of Jutta displeased her husband, but later he learnt to virtue, to value it, and was heart and soul with her in her pious endeavors. He made a pilgrimage to the holy places in Jerusalem and died on the way. Jutta received the news of his death with deep sorrow, but also with the most perfect conformity with the will of God, and resolved to spend her widowhood in a manner pleasing to God. After she had provided for her children, who had all been reared in the fear of God, Jutta, with the consent of her confessor, disposed of the costly clothes and jewels she had until then worn in accordance with her rank, as well as her expensive furniture. She entered the Third Order of St. Francis and wore the simple garment of a religious. She devoted herself entirely to the care of the sick, especially the lepers and the poor, whom she visited in their hovels and provided with all necessities. The crippled and the blind she led by the hand to her home and took care of their needs. Many people laughed at the distinguished lady who made herself the servant of the poorest, but she recognized in the poor her divine Lord and deemed herself happy and highly honored that she could render them such services. Once when she was at prayer, Christ himself appeared to her and said to her lovingly, "All my treasures are yours and yours are mine." That spurred Jutta on to still greater devotion in serving the poor Christ, and serving the poor of Christ. Another time when she was ill and apparently close to death, our Savior again appeared to her and gave her the choice of entering into glory at the time, or of suffering still more out of love for him. Jutta chose suffering. Our Lord gave her strength again to be up and about, but he now destined her for a spiritual work of mercy. On the eastern boundary of Germany, at the mouth of the Vistula, the Prussians were still living as pagans. St. Adalbert, Archbishop of Prague, had indeed attempted to convert them to Christianity, but all in vain. He was martyred in 997. Since 1226, the German order of knights labored to bring these stubborn pagans under the yoke of Christ. To offer assistance in the great labor which this undertaking required, God wished someone to pray. By divine inspiration, Jutta went into this neighborhood about 1260, built a little hermitage near a large body of water. There she prayed unceasingly for the conversion of the Prussians. The Christian inhabitants of the neighborhood sometimes beheld her raised high in the air in the fervor of her devotion. She had as her confessor the Franciscan Father John Lubidau, who died in the odor of sanctity and later the Bishop of Kulm. After Jutta had lived here for 4 years, her holy life came to a close. With deep contrition, she again confessed to the bishop all, even the smallest faults of her entire life, received the holy sacraments, and surrendered her soul to God with the words, "It is consummated." Her body was brought to the church at Kulm, where, without being informed, so many people at once gathered as had not been seen in that city for many years. The church was filled with a wonderful odor. Since very many miracles were wrought at her grave, a special chapel was built in her honor, in which Jutta has been venerated for centuries as a special patron of Prussia. On Christian widowhood. Behold in the servants of God, Jutta, the model of a Christian widow. After the death of her husband, she remained a widow in order to serve God alone. The apostle writes, "If a woman's husband die, she is at liberty. Let her marry whom she will, only in the Lord. But more blessed shall she be if she so remain." 1 Corinthians 7:39-40. Where no weighty reasons urge marriage, widowhood in Christian continence is very pleasing to God. Hence, the Holy Gospel praises the 84-year-old Anna, who, after being married for 7 years, persevered in widowhood. Thus is holy continence held in esteem in every state of life. Consider how Jutta used the freedom of her widowhood. Above all, she faithfully fulfilled her duty towards her children. After she had provided for them, she laid aside all finery and every mark of her distinguished rank and became the servant of the poor, the guide of the lame and the blind, the mother of the orphans and the neglected. Thus the apostle describes the exemplary widow as one who has a reputation for her good works in bringing up children and practicing hospitality and washing the saints' feet and helping those in trouble and carefully pursuing every good work. 1 Timothy 5:10. May this be the aspiration of every Christian widow. Consider how Jutta was finally called by God to a solitary life of prayer. The widow Anna also departed not from the temple by fastings and prayers, serving night and day. Luke 2:37. Retirement and piety are above all most becoming to a widow who roams about idly from house to house, is given to gossip and curiosity, likes to speak of things that are not becoming, and lives in pleasure, quote, is dead while she is living, unquote, 1 Timothy 5:6. If a widow is hard-pressed and wanting in resources, she has the more reason to remain closely united with God, who delights in being called the father of the widows and orphans. But she who is a widow, indeed and desolate, let her trust in God and continue in supplications and prayers night and day. 1 Timothy 5:5. The sorrowful mother should be her particular refuge. After St. Joseph died, Mary had to stand by while her dearly beloved son died on the cross. Can the afflicted widow find better comfort than in this thought? Prayer of the Church. Almighty and eternal God, the comfort of the afflicted and the strength of those who labor, let the prayers of those who call upon thee in any trouble be heard by thee, that all may with joy find the effects of thy mercy in their necessities. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed Jutta of Thuringia,
pray for us.
Thank you.